Ladies and gentlemen, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. Broadcast, for those who don't know, and we're gaining new listeners all the time. We broadcast live every weeknight. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And by the way, have you heard our new shows? If you haven't logged on to HagmanReport.com, do check the new shows, our expansion. And the expansion is because of you. We have 5 hours of broadcasting per day, that's the HagmanReport.com, and then we have a morning show, that's my show, it's more of an investigative report, and that's from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on BTR and Global Star Radio, that's it, only on BTR and Global Star Radio, so you've got to go to Hagman Report in order to get the, you just go to Hagman Report, and there you can find the listing options, and then of course John and Joe have a show between 2 and 3. Again, only on BTR and Global Star Radio Network. But this show is simulcast on Blog Talk Radio as well, the fine folks there, and YouTube Live, as well as the Global Star Radio Network. And of course, I'm Doug Hagman at the helm with fellow investigative researcher Joe Hagman, my son as well. Something I like to call America's premier father-son investigative reporting team, bringing you, I believe, the truth in depth. And who better in the world to address what's going on in politics, in geopolitics, in health, than Dr. Ted Brower and his wife Sharon, and of course Austin. Ted and Austin have their own show right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Fine show, absolutely fine show, and great people. But I want to welcome everyone. I just want to thank today especially. Just give me a minute here, because you know, did you ever get news like right before an event that just totally knocks you off your game? No, I'm not going to tell you what I'm talking about, but. Suffice it to say, 30 minutes out, you know, ready to rock and roll. 29 minutes out, different story. You know, I want everyone to understand something. We are in a war. We are engaged in a spiritual war where the devil himself, I believe, is active. I cannot say anything more than that, but you've got no idea. You take a stand for what is true. You cover topics that are important to the globalists, important to the pseudo journalists, the fake journalists, the wannabe authors. In my opinion, and this by the way is an opinion, where in America, as opposed to other countries, we are still allowed to express opinions. We are in a war like no other. And the closer to the target you get, the bloodier you get. But I take that as a challenge and wear that as a badge of honor. And I want to welcome everyone to the Hagman Report, where we expose the deeds of darkness by the people who espouse them, who project them upon others, who want to war with us, war with other platforms, but most importantly, war against the truth. Thanks for joining us. I want to thank every one of you for your belief and trust in us. That's what matters most. But we've got a great program lined up for you. We're going to be doing audio only tonight. We're actually going to be trying something, just to let you know. We're always attempting to improve our delivery. Because of the support you have given us and because of the things because of the wonderful, and I mean absolutely fantastic knowledge of our Eric the Tech, for example, there's some things that are happening behind the scenes tonight that we're going to be installing that's going to require us to be on air, testing while we're on air. So we're going to be not on video, but that doesn't matter. Tune into YouTube or tune into BTR or Global Star Radio. Regardless, we're right here. Joe, I'm going to toss it over to you.
As you said earlier, we got a great show tonight. Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com, is our guest, and he's going to be coming on with Sharon also throughout the show and Austin as we move forward. Dr. Ted, it's great to have you back on the show.
Joe, Doug, thank you so much for having me back on again. I want to address a very critical issue right now with the health of the United States, and that's aluminum toxicity coming to us from the Morgellons, the chemtrails, the parasites in our body, also with the vaccinations that we're giving these young children. We've got some brand new information I want to cover with you guys tonight. So I want to start with that because it's so important that we understand what's happening, why they're spraying us with these nano-sized particles, and what these nano-sized particles are doing. Now, let me give you an idea of how small a nano-sized particle is of this aluminum. I've got a pretty good analogy for you. If you took one red blood cell and you made it the size of a football field, that means one cell is the size of a football field, 100 yards and 50 yards, and you took the football and you laid it on the 50-yard line, and that football would be compared to the entire red blood cell. That's how large a nanoparticle is that they're spraying through chemtrails and injecting into our children. That's how tiny it would be if the entire football field was a red blood cell. So it's that much smaller than the cell. When we breathe chemtrail air that has barium and strontium and aluminum in it, this is actually absorbed directly through the olfaction system in our head, directly into our bloodstream and into our brain, which is causing a massive problem with senile dementia, a massive problem with age-related memory loss, and also a massive problem with Alzheimer's disease, in my opinion. So all of these things are being directly affected by this. I want to cover this in detail in the next few minutes, and I want to give you some alternatives of what you could do to get the aluminum back out of your system. And then the other thing we need to look at is the Morgellons and how they're actually spraying parasitic organisms that are cross-domain species they've created in these chemtrails that we're also ingesting, and they're also infecting our body along with other parasites, which, by the way, have a much better success rate in people that have been immunized and whose bodies have already been loaded with aluminum. So, yes, it's going to be one of those shows tonight, Doug and Show. So I want everybody to slap on a seatbelt, put on a shoulder harness, because we're going to cover some stuff tonight that I've not covered before in detail as far as what the globalists are doing as part of their eugenics protocol. And I'm also going to uncover some new information that I've just discovered in diet sodas and how diet sodas also affect fertility and cause massive increases in infertility when you ingest a diet soda. So you guys have any questions before we get started?
No. I'm anxious because this is the macro level view of what's happening, and we need exactly what you're going to provide. I just want to reach out and say hello to our friends listening live in Finland. Thanks for staying up so late. In other countries in Western Europe. So, go ahead. Hey, the floor is yours, my brother.
Thanks, buddy. Remember years ago we had that problem with mad cow's disease, and we found out these cows, they weren't getting enough copper in their diet, and they were getting too much mercury from the vaccines they were being given. And what ended up happening is this lack of copper caused these nerves to begin to deteriorate, and the mercury was absorbed in their place. This is exactly what happens with barium and strontium. We don't have enough copper in our diet. The aluminum, the barium, and the strontium basically these nanofibers, these nanoparticles that are actually piezoelectric crystals, are absorbed and go through our digestive tract and get into our central nervous system. This forms an antenna to the electromagnetic fields around us, especially the 5G network, and this creates a new, basically a completed circuit with a piezoelectric current. So this allows a direct link through the actual nervous system from the human being into the 5G network. This is what they're planning on doing and how they're trying to turn this thing. Well, they haven't tried to do anything. They've weaponized it, and they're infesting all of us with this type of nonsense. We also need to realize that part of this smart dust, these nanoparticles, is also Morgellons. These are self-replicating hollow fibers based on a fungus. These are parasites. They're parasitical in nature, and they have a close resistance, close relation to insecticide, fungicide, and they end up being a cross-domain species. That's why when they try to isolate what these things are, when these fibers are coming out of your body, they simply can't figure out what they are because they don't want to know what they are, and they pretend like you're having some type of mental breakdown, and you've been diagnosed with parasitosis, which means you're bleeding. Parasites are coming out of your body. And here's what's ironic to me, Joe and Doug. This stuff is coming out of the skin because the body's gotten so toxic. The doctors can see these fibers coming out. They can actually collect them with tweezers and pull them out the rest of the way, but yet they say the person is delusional, and they can see the fibers. So this blows my mind that these medical professionals aren't looking at these fibers, which cannot be identified as far as the known compounds on this planet. This Morgellons fungus allows this to be incorporated into our DNA. These are basically... They have been produced by the military-industrial complex, and they actually absorb biophotons from their victims along with the heavy metals. I'm going to repeat that. A lot of these parasites in the body, including the Morgellons, actually up-concentrates the heavy metals into their systems, and it actually can be a food source for these parasites, and in some cases, they actually up-concentrate them into their system. So if you think about why they're adding all of these things into the vaccines and why they're adding all of this stuff into the chemtrails, you have to realize what they're doing and why they're trying to create this, I guess you could say, this trans-dimensional, group of people that can be connected to machines, this transhumanism. That's what they're trying to do with all of this. They're basically coming in, terraforming the planet using the chemtrails, and they're also basically terraforming us. They're changing us from a DNA standpoint, guys, with the glyphosate, et cetera. Now I want to go into detail on the nanotechnology and what it does and how it works. And we want to talk more about what's going on with these parasites and these different types of nanotechnology that's also being used in the food supply, in garments and things that are being worn by people, and how this stuff is also being absorbed. However, the greatest nanotechnology threat, which we've already talked about, comes from nanoaluminum that is absorbed from the upper atmosphere through the spraying or geoengineering. Nanoparticles of aluminum, barium, and strontium are being released in the atmosphere through the U.S. government's high-altitude spraying program. Guys, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. This is what they're doing. So as a result, we're breathing nanoaluminum, eating nanoaluminum, and having constant skin contact with nanoaluminum. And so our bodies are accumulating nanoaluminum and other particles, and it becomes storage dumps for these toxic metals. And what's so frustrating to me, Doug, and I've said it before on your show, you can eat organic, you can take your supplements, you do everything you can, but you still got to breathe the air. I mean, we're not going to run around with a double can respirator mask on very long without people thinking we're nuts. And so we're absorbing this stuff directly into our lungs and into our olfaction system. Now, the biggest problem about all of this stuff, again, is the fact that man-made nanoparticles are the air we breathe. They're in the water and that we're drinking. That's why we only use distilled water in my house, and we have the distillers at healthmasters.com. They're also in the soil we grow our food, which is poisoning a lot of our food supply. Now Monsanto's coming out with crops that are aluminum resistant. This is crazy stuff. We just stop and think about it. They're also, we have nanoparticles in our homes, in our fabrics, in our clothing, everywhere this stuff is being used, Doug, and it's being absorbed into the body through the olfaction system. Now, here's another problem. Nanoaluminum, when you have it in the presence of glyphosate and mercury, is dragged deeply down into the cells and makes it very difficult to get out. And again, almost all the food that we're eating now is contaminated with glyphosate, which is Roundup. The herbicide glyphosate is found in almost the entire U.S. food supply, including some organic foods. Glyphosate takes aluminum deep into the body and into the tissues of our bodies where it basically can get stuck. The problem with this is there's a synergism between aluminum and glyphosate. Now, there's an interesting doctor. His name is Klinghardt. He's a German MD, PhD, and he talks about how there are so many people in the United States that are infected with parasites, again, and who are loaded with aluminum. And according to Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, the ingredients of the persistent contrail formulas being sprayed in the upper atmosphere includes, we mentioned this already, aluminum, barium, mercury, plastics, and very other ingredients, even Lyme disease cysts, and in some cases other biological substances that we've already mentioned, such as Morgellons, have been found in the nanoparticle dust that is falling from the sky. And again, the Morgellons is primarily affecting people, Doug, in the United States who have been heavily affected and injected and basically have absorbed all of this heavy metal. Dr. Klinghardt identifies two powerful factors that are destroying the health of Americans. They are environmental toxicity from the interaction of various toxic metals and glyphosate, and the exposure to electromagnetic frequency radiation, which we have talked to you guys about in redundancy to make sure at night when you go to bed, you turn off your Wi-Fi routers in your house. You've got to turn your Wi-Fi off. And you also have to realize that there's no biological barrier when we inhale aluminum. I mean, it's difficult to absorb aluminum from the digestive tract, but the moment we inhale the smallest amount of aluminum, especially when there's glyphosate in our bodies, we get extremely toxic. Back in the 90s, we all worked together to get mercury out of the vaccines, and except for hepatitis B and the tetanus and the flu shot with trace amounts of most vaccines, we've gotten it out as far as what they say. However, almost every single vaccine, Doug and Joe, now has been changed to include aluminum hydroxide and other aluminum compounds, which are being directly injected into these children at birth, especially with the hep B shot that's given to the child at birth. It still contains mercury. The tetanus still contains mercury. The flu shot still contains mercury. And if you want to look whether aluminum is dangerous, you can take brain cells in a culture, and after 24 hours, they stay alive as long as you keep the water clean or the culture clean. If you bring mercury on board and you expose the culture at clinically relevant amounts, then only about 35% of the cells are alive in 24 hours. This is about a 65% death rate of brain cells within 24 hours after they've been exposed to aluminum. However, if you combine mercury and aluminum together in a solution that has brain cells, Doug and Joe, after 24 hours, every single brain cell is dead. If you vaccinate children, most of the vaccines still have traces of mercury, enough to fulfill this criteria in the study that we're quoting. And if you add tetanus in the Hep B vaccines, you basically get enough of the mercury also. The implications of this research are stunning. It means that the hepatitis B vaccine provides a baseline of mercury starting on the first day after birth, so that when the aluminum comes into the body during subsequent vaccinations or from simply breathing air, the aluminum can produce a strong negative effect on brain development and cognitive functioning. Plus, the baby's getting glyphosate from the mother's milk if she's eating inorganic food. These are the synergies between nanoaluminum, glyphosate, and mercury, and they're dumbing down the children and bringing on early cognitive decline to older Americans, including senile dementia, I believe, and Alzheimer's disease. This is a major problem. Now we see this picture that they've done over 100 cases of the same thing with people, Doug, when they check their aluminum levels. Aluminum is approximately 100 times higher than the next level. And what they're telling mothers who have autistic children is to focus the shift to aluminum and not allow the injections into the kids to put more aluminum to the bodies. When Klinghardt tested 8- and 9-year-old autistic kids, they found that their aluminum was 300 to 400 times higher than the level of the next highest metal. Now remember, these parasites can consume this aluminum and these heavy metals, and some people say actually feed these doggone things. The problem is these parasites, when they're in your body, they produce other compounds which directly affect the system and can cause cancer. Dr. Joanna Budwig did extensive research on cancer and found that the primary cause of cancer, in her opinion, Doug and Joe, was parasitic infestation. Now, this is crazy when you stop to think about it, because it's very difficult to determine parasites, but if you have cats or dogs, chances are you have parasites. In fact, pretty much everybody has parasites because we live in a polluted world, and these parasites are inside of our bodies. The reason almost all autistic children have a massive parasite burden because their body's immune system is so wiped out because of the immunizations. The parasites have to establish themselves against the immune system. They have to secrete all types of immunosuppressive. Now, let me tell you what this means. The parasites, the body wants to kill these guys. So the parasites have to secrete stuff to stop the immune system from killing them. They secrete immunosuppressive, immunomodulating substances, which unfortunately modulate the behavior, the thinking, and the brain development and neurological development. One of the key things with this particular example is toxoplasmosis, which is a cat brain parasite, Doug and Joe. Toxoplasmosis comes from cat feces, and that's why they warn women who are pregnant not to handle litter boxes with kitty litter in it, etc. And quite frankly, I wouldn't suggest that anyone has cats in their homes with litter boxes, because this toxoplasmosis is designed by nature, apparently, that when a cat has it in their feces, which pretty much all of them do, that if a rat eats the feces, it gives them a brain-infecting parasite, which makes them crave cat urine. So they're chasing the cats down, the rats and the mice are, which make it easier for the cats and the mice to catch. The problem, the same brain parasite can affect you if you have cats in your home, which can cause a lot of changes in critical thinking. We've all heard the term crazy cat lady, which you find these women who have 40 or 50 cats in their house with litter boxes everywhere, and they don't act right. The women don't. They act kind of crazy, and they don't take care of the animals in some cases, and all of a sudden you'll see the Department of the folks will show up with the cat catcher, the dog catcher show up, and they have to take the cats and they get euthanized in many cases. But these crazy cat ladies, they don't even understand how when you walk into their house, the urine smell is so horrible that you can't get into the house without getting nauseous. I've got a friend of mine over in Lakeland. She has about 50 cats, and I'll never forget it. One day I was over there with Sharon, and she invited us in, and we literally, Doug and Joe, made it like to the front door, not even in the house, and the stench from the cat urine was so bad we couldn't go in, and she thought it was okay, because remember, the parasites affected her judgment, making her think that the cat urine smelled good, and we see this all the time. And now we have to ask another simple question. Is autism, brain fog, Alzheimer's, are they all example of aluminum toxicity and or parasitic infestation? You have to understand, if a person has a chronic illness, the most likely the person has parasites as part of the cause of their illness. It's very just that simple. And you have to understand, as long as you're breathing in aluminum and barium dust. And as long as you're eating, you're getting good doses of glyphosate. If you're getting shots, you're getting mercury. And if you're eating fish, you're probably getting mercury. So we have to learn how to detox ourselves and protect ourselves from the electromagnetic environment. And we need to treat fungal infections and Morgellons infections and bacterial infections and viral infections and the parasitic infestations. If you go to healthmasters.com, you'll see a very good parasite program that you can follow. Plus, you can also use our Chelex, our chelating formula, chelation therapy. It's an oral therapy. You can take it every night before you go to bed, and it helps to bind aluminum and mercury and bring it back out of the system, guys. But this is something that I want to tie together tonight with you, and I'm so glad you let me do this at the beginning of the show, because I want everybody to see how the glyphosate, the aluminum, the barium, the parasites, the senile dementia, and all of this stuff ties together along with Morgellons to let you guys know that these guys are playing for blood. They don't care who or what they hurt, and they're doing their best to infect us with all of these things. What do you guys think?
It's kind of... I've heard the cat bacteria that gets in through the litter that can infect human brains, and it is a high percentage of the population that does have that, and I find that fascinating. But back to the aluminum and the mercury, as you said, Ted, this is something that's found in many, many different types of vaccines. And just also on a side note with that, earlier this week, CNN issued a report of the effects of fluoride on prenatal women and the infants, saying that they have shown that women who are pregnant who ingest fluoride, it leaves the baby with a lower IQ. But they, in the article, they stopped short of saying it did any harm to those of us who are alive or have been born. But yeah, I mean, all these chemicals in the food, in the water, in the air, in the vaccines, obviously it's going to do some damage. This is why we see the increased rates of autism and cancers and all the other diseases that are on the rise.
Well, Joanna Budwig, she basically said that all cancers were caused by parasites. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. That's a pretty absolute statement. I don't particularly agree with that. But I do believe a large percentage of the cancers are caused by parasites. In fact, she wrote a book called The Cure for All Cancers, and she was immediately eviscerated for writing the book. And she was a PhD, if I remember right, in microbiology, and like a 5-time Nobel Prize nominee in medicine. So the woman was absolutely brilliant, and they did everything they could to basically shut her down. And Helga Clark was the same thing. She had a lot of research that she had done with this also, as far as working with parasites and cause of cancers. So guys, here's the thing. If you have pets at home, which I know a lot of you are listening, you're going, well, I'm not getting rid of my pets. I'm okay with that. I mean, I love animals too. Austin has 2 dogs, and I pet them on a regular basis, and I quickly wash my hands. But what I do is this. I love pets. I love animals. I've had dogs before. I've never had a cat in the house. I don't want to do that. But we have had cats running around outside. I have had that before too. So, but I always make sure that I wash my hands very thoroughly after I handle these animals. That's so important. Even if you don't use soap, as long as you're using gloves when you pet the cats or the dogs, or you're washing them in water that can rinse off any type of compound that could be on the cat or the dog, just make sure you clean your hands every time you handle these things. And guys, I hate to say this, but I really suggest if you've got cats in the house that you find a way to let them use the bathroom outside. Maybe you can get a cat door or something like that, let them run in and out, because I know they'll do that too. But you've got to be really careful with cat feces. It's really one of the most dangerous parasitic infested things on the planet. And you've got to really make sure you don't come down with toxoplasmosis. But there are treatment protocols for that, and drugs that you can actually take for toxoplasmosis. In fact, the one drug that one Wall Street robber baron raised the prices up from like $12 a thing to like $1,000, a shot, was one of the things that they used for toxoplasmosis. So I guess he figured he had an inelastic demand curve on that if people had a cat brain parasite, they would pay anything they had to. And that same drug is also used to treat malaria. And we need to also all realize this. If you're whitewashing autism, you're probably part of the problem. You know, here's the thing. I watched a movie last night. We went to the movie, Sharon and I did. We had date night. And we watched a movie coming out in a few months that talks about an autistic child who went to medical school, which is a very rare oddity. And they were basically saying how brilliant this child was in the previews and how he could see different ways of curing people and how his brain was wired differently, to the emphasis of those having saying almost exactly that he had extraordinary talents. Because what they're trying to do now with 1 in 40 to 1 in 60 children coming down with autism, they're trying to spin this. They're trying to make you feel as though these children are special. And I'm not saying they're not special in God's eyes. I can't say they can't be some, they can't have some higher functioning centers. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is there's so many autistic children now, they're having to come out with movies on these kids to try to blunt the reaction to the public having all of these kids that have autism. Because the MIT researcher that said by 2025, half the kids will have autism. And by 2035, another one said all boys will have autism. And by 2037, all girls will have autism. You don't understand, guys, if you're listening to the show, that means every single child within 20 years basically is going to have autism. That's absolutely nuts. And they don't want you to see what they're doing to the population. Because remember, autistic children aren't going to breed. This is all part of the eugenics program. And we've talked about that before as far as satanic infestation, as far as with demonic spirits and, you know, using them for receptive vehicles, et cetera, et cetera. Guys, this is a major, major problem that nobody's addressing, and everybody's pretending like it's not real. And now we're trying to say why that these children are actually amazing because they have autism. Well, they're not amazing. They have brain inflammation. That's a hallmark of autism. John Hopkins has already shown that. Clinical clues for autoimmunity and neuroinflammation in patients with autistic regression. Excuse me, autoimmunity, autoantibodies, and autism spectrum disorder. They have inflammatory activity. They basically have neuroinflammatory mechanisms in development. And what happens a lot of times in the 18-month cycle, when these children are finally injected with enough mercury and aluminum, they have what's called a brain inflammation, which is being caused by a cytokine storm. And the child will arch its back and start screaming because his brain starts to swell inside of the skull. and this child will lay there for 18, 24 hours, and we're told that's normal while the kid screams and screams and screams and screams. It's not normal. Children who don't have immunizations don't have that. And very rarely does a child get past all that without some type of brain damage, because it's something that we can't fix when this brain inflammation occurs. In contrast,
the Amish are a great example of the non-vaccinated children.
And no autism. None. Okay? See, if we have inflation of the brain, we're told that it's normal. It's okay. The pediatrician tells the parent it's normal. However, if you have inflammation of your kidneys or your appendix or your spleen, we are told there's no reason that that's not healthy. However, there's no reason for concern over brain inflammation. That even if our kids are spending the entire day screaming and crying and the other entire night fighting insomnia and having this, it's called an encephalitic scream, these are supposed to be okay, and that's normal for these children. Well, guys, I got a news flash for you. Whoever said that's normal is about as brain dead as a doggone cockroach, because that is not normal for children. I've had four kids. None of them have been immunized, and not one of them have ever had an episode of brain swelling with encephalitic screaming to the all wee hours of the morning or the night. What do you think about this, Doug?
Well, you know, Ted, just back to what I said about the Amish, the one very scary statistic that you gave is that, what was it? But did you say by 2020 or in 20 years that one in...
Took the words out of my mouth. Yeah, everyone's...
By 2025, half the children will have autism. By 2035, all boys will have autism. And by 2037, all boys will have autism if the current trends don't change. Guys, those are horribly sobering statistics. And now we have that one medical professional at Baylor University this past week. She got on her high horse in a doggone in a thing that she was doing. I don't know if you guys saw this news on this or not. And she, her name was Baker, and she came in and she said, this is nuts. She came in and said that the only way that we can ensure that we have 100% compliance with immunizations nationwide is to get rid of all the whites. Now, this is a white woman talking like this. She said that we have to have 100% immunization compliance, but we have to get rid of the whites in order to do so. That's a direct quote. Now, what's interesting about this is she's a professor of pediatrics, molecular virology, and microbiology at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Now, what blows my mind is this. She says, quote, this is sort of a semi-quote. We're talking about the minority of vaccine refusers and strategies against the minority. Talk about getting rid of the whites. So I have a solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, if you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about people we can talk them into getting and coming to terms, but refusers, let's just get rid of all the whites in the United States. Then she says, it is the well-educated in terms of pieces of paper and college degrees and paper on the wall who are the vaccine refusers. Well, let me tell you something, Baker. I'm a vaccine refuser, and you can pound salt for all I care. And for you to say get rid of the whites in America because we're educated or we've gone to college and we have enough sense not to want our children to have an encephalitic scream or have mercury or aluminum toxicity and all these nanoparticles. And if you say we don't want to do that, and you're saying we're a vaccine refuser, that's me. I'm the vaccine refuser. You can pound salt and take your garbage and your junk science that you refuse to see the truth and go peddle it to somebody else. Because Doug and Dujo, this stuff makes me really, really angry. I had a lady come by the house.
Her
name is Baker. Her name is MD Carol Baker. Let's just get rid of all the whites in the United States. You can go ahead and Google that. You'll find it. Baylor
it's
University.
On Hagman Report. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that was the same story that's on HagmanReport.com. Okay, good. Thank you.
No, this is insane. This past week, I had a lady come by who was one of her friends who was running for a local city commission seat, and she wanted me to sign a petition to get them on the ballot. That's all I'd be happy to. I love having diversity, especially when they're libertarians or Republicans or conservatives. And what was interesting about this is she started talking to me about her grandbaby, and her grandbaby has been in and out of the hospital since he was born. And what ended up happening is they spent over $1 million on him, and he's 3 years old now in the hospitals. And she said that pretty much every time that she got immunizations and the granddaughter got immunizations, the child became deathly ill, and the lights went out, and they stopped having any kind of cognitive learning, et cetera. And she said that what would happen is she was still going to the pediatrician. Now, listen to this, Doug and Joe, and this just really just hacked me off, all right? She said sometimes the child would be so sick between hospital visits that they had to wait the pediatrician would wait until the child was healthier so they could get more immunizations, which would immediately put the child back into that sick phase and back into the hospital again. What the heck is wrong with these people, Doug, that they do stuff like this and they think this is okay? So in other words, her daughter, who basically didn't want to have anything to do with natural approaches to this, was unwilling to change. However, the virologist for this child told the daughter, you better back off the vaccinations. They're causing a lot of this in this child. The virologist is telling her that, but yet the daughter wouldn't listen. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. Here's what I told the grandmother. I said, go get the movie Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, and let your daughter watch that. Because what happens is these people get so brainwashed that they believe that the vaccinations are good for these kids, because these doctors basically are brainwashed also, that there's no talking to them that's going to get through to them. But a lot of times if you watch a movie and they have a whole bunch of other parents they're watching who are testifying in that movie about what the vaccines did to their children, they can start to relate to those other parents that are testifying about the vaccines. Because remember what Baker said, get rid of all the whites, because it's the college-educated people that are refusing to vaccinate the children, because we've been taught pretty much concrete rational thought in college and how to basically think through problem-solving skills. And quite frankly, if I have a child that I'm seeing that's having all kinds of health problems because of vaccinations, I'm going to step away. Now, when Austin was young, back in the early 80s, when he was born in 88, we ended up in a situation where we had to make a decision after we got married in 84 of if we were going to vaccinate the kids or not. And I told Sharon, I said, let's do research on this because I've read some bad stuff. And after we did the research, Doug and Joe, here's what I discovered. Number one, in most states, you don't have to vaccinate if you homeschool. Secondly, in many states, you can get a vaccine exemption through religious exemptions in the schools and still put them in the school without having to deal with vaccinations. I remember on my fourth, we had to do this with all the kids. And we put the last three in a school called All Saints here in Winter Haven, which is anything but All Saints. That's a fact. I can tell you stories about that place. I would never recommend it. But Harrison was there for 5 years. I remember when Harrison was born, I had to go get the vaccine immunization waiver for him when he was 5 years old and he was with the All Saints. And then 2 years later, I had to get it for Savannah, for Alexis. And then 2 years later, I had to get it for Savannah. And what was interesting, the last time I went in for the third one, the same people had been there for the last 4 years watching me do all of this. And they gave me a stack of paper, Doug, that was at least 250 pages thick. And they told me that if something happened, if they had a measles breakout in Polk County, that my children would be quarantined at home and not allowed to go to school. And my response to them was fine. I said, but here's the other question. I said, why, if all these other children have been vaccinated, why would we have a measles epidemic or breakout in Polk County? I said, I'm perfectly willing if my children come down with measles or chickenpox, because neither one of those are that serious of a disease, and you develop a lifelong immunity to those diseases if you have the chickenpox or the measles, which is fine. As a child, it's no big deal. However, why in the world are you concerned about having a breakout here in Central Florida of the measles or chickenpox in the event that almost everybody else is immunized? And they said, well, that's just what we're told to tell you. We have to tell you that. So they gave me like 250 sheets of paper, like half a ream of paper. And they finished telling me all of this stuff about me being a vaccine denier and all this other stuff. And as soon as they got done, I said, can I go and have my immunization waiver? And they said, sure. So they gave me the immunization waiver. So I took right in front of them. I took the 250 pages and I threw them in the garbage can right in front of them. And I said, this is what I think about your reasoning and your logic. It's flawed. It doesn't make any sense. You're basically saying what you've been told to tell me. And I said, you know the problems with these vaccinations, and you know the problem with these kids with autism, and you know that I'm not going to do this because I'm a vaccine denier. You know that, and there's no reasoning with me because I'm an educated white person. And I said, I'm not going to listen to you guys. And they looked at me and they said, well, that's what we thought you'd say. You said it the last two times. I said, that's right. I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm not going to inject metals, heavy metal poisons, into my children, directly into their bloodstream, and that mess up their IQ scores. And Joe, you said it earlier. When you throw fluoride on top of that, you massively reduce IQ scores. So you throw the fluoride in, you reduce IQ scores. You throw the aluminum in, you reduce IQ scores. You throw the glyphosate in, you reduce IQ scores. When you throw the mercury in, you reduce IQ scores. And when you throw all of that together, you massively kill brain cells. Okay, well, we know that. What are they trying to do? They're trying to dumb the population down to make us believe everything they say in the media is true. They're trying to dumb the population out to make us believe that, you know, whatever they want to do and whoever they want to attack and whoever, whatever war they want to start, they can do that and it's okay with us. And it's not anymore because we have too many people out there that have stopped vaccinating their children. We have too many people out there not listening to the mainstream news. We have too many people out there wondering why so many kids have autism. You can't go anywhere, grocery stores, Walmart, anywhere now without finding children that have learning disorders. I mean, they're everywhere, Doug and Joe. And the sad part about it is these parents believe the mainstream lie about vaccinating these children with all of these nanoparticulates in the vaccine, and now they're dealing with a child that has autism or learning disabilities for the rest of that child's life. And in many cases, that child can never be married, never get out on its own, and those parents are going to have to take care of that child for the rest of those parents' life, and then hopefully they're going to hope that another parent's going to take over after them. I've got some other friends of mine who, in Winter Haven, first set of children they had, the first son they had, injected him, boom, autism. Next child they had, injected him, boom, autism. Now they got two kids that are autistic. Happens all the time, Doug and Joe. I've seen it repeatedly in my practice when we had our clinic, and people simply don't understand that the physicians are being given $40,000 a year by Blue Cross and Blue Shield for every 100 patients that they have, children they have, that are fully compliant with vaccinations. If they have another 100 children, they get another $40,000 a year bonus. So they're being given $80,000 a year by Blue Cross Blue Shield if they can achieve at least 200 children in their practice that are fully immunized. And that's why so many of these doctors, when you go to them and you tell them that you don't want to immunize, they won't even see you as a patient. They dismiss you as a patient because you mess up their statistics as far as their ability to get the extra money every year from Blue Cross and Blue Shield or any other health provider that would do the same thing. That's how screwed up the system is, guys.
Nice, nice. And people need to understand exactly what they just heard. And thank you for laying that all out in that fashion, direct fashion.
And Ted, if I can, you know, I've seen some stories, this a few years ago, this was really big, but anybody who works in the healthcare industry, they are forced to get vaccines or lose their jobs and flu shots and everything else. And I've seen lots of people complaining about this, you know, asking the question on internet forums, should I change professions, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But what they're doing is they're making it, much harder to have a religious exemption, saying that you, instead of just being able to choose a religious exemption yourself, you actually need a note from your doctor. And in many cases, doctors don't agree with the patients of not wanting to get the flu shot or extra vaccines, and they're being forced, a lot of these healthcare workers, to receive unwanted flu shots and vaccines.
That's correct. And now what I do is this. I have a real bad toxicity to latex. I mean, I really do. If I put a latex band-aid on me, I mean, I get inflamed quick. I'm very allergic to latex, and that's been shown as one of my markers when I had a blood test done a few years ago. My wife has a very allergic reaction to eggs. Well, eggs are used to raise the compounds that produce vaccines are used by primarily raised in eggs, the culture that they use. So if you have an egg allergy or you have a latex allergy, you can go to your doctor and you can tell them if you're tested, and they will actually give you an exemption in most cases against vaccinations for those two things. That's what's really, really important to people to understand that. That's what happened to us a few years ago. We wanted to go down to it wasn't Venezuela, it was another country. It was down there down in Peru and down in Ecuador, and our State Department and the cruise ship, the State Department recommended that whole bunch of vaccines. And the cruise ship required them unless you had a doctor's excuse. And so I went to my doctor here in Lakeland, who basically is a natural doctor. He uses chelation. He uses vitamin C IVs. He tries to do everything he possibly can without the use of drugs. And they were happy to write me and the children an excuse not to be vaccinated before we went down there, because our children carried the same genetic markers for me and Sharon as far as their latex and egg allergy. So it was a way we could get out of it and do it legally, and that's why I'm giving you that information. So in the event that you have a latex or an egg allergy, you get tested for that, you should be able to take that to your doctor and get an immunization waiver for you and hopefully your children. Sometimes they may require that you get a blood test for the kids too. But guys, it's that bad with the vaccines. It's that bad because, remember, vaccines aren't immunizations. You don't. When you get the chicken pox, you're immunized against ever getting a chicken pox again. If you get the measles, you're immunized against ever getting the measles again. The vaccinations, they're only good for a very short period of time, and also you have what's called vaccine shedding. A lot of times, children who get the vaccine injection will actually shed these different types of diseases to people around them, and they can actually cause measles outbreaks. I mean, this is what's going on right now when you see all of these outbreaks of measles, because these kids don't have a lifetime immunity to measles. And so they can get around them again and start having this happen to them very, very, very quickly. Also, let's talk about magnesium for just a second. Who knew it's magnesium that's the key to healthy bones? We've been telling you that, guys, for years and years and years. According to a study in 2004, people with extra calcium carbonate in their arteries are more susceptible to having a heart attack. This is why I always tell folks, never ever take supplements that have huge amounts of calcium, particularly calcium carbonate. Another research study in 2007 showed that calcium from dietary sources is a way better postmenopausal women than calcium from supplements such as raw goat's milk. A meta-analysis from 2010 showed that calcium supplements are related with increased risks of heart attack and stroke. We've been telling you that for years and years and years. However, magnesium is the key to healthy bones, and it helps to prevent the calcium from building up in the system. Just like when you take D3, make sure you have K2, it prevents the calcium from going in the arteries also. Magnesium doesn't get the attention that it deserves. It's used in over 300 enzyme-activated reactions in the body. It also helps create energy, as well as regulating blood pressure, heart rate, and blood sugar levels. Magnesium helps the nerve functions and muscles relax. Calcium causes them to contract. Hence, the spasms in your leg when you go to bed at night and have to get up running around in the middle of the night yelling because you got a cramp is probably a lack of magnesium that's doing that. It can also reduce muscle tension, lessen pain associated with migraine headaches, improve sleep, and address neurological disorders such as anxiety and depression. I know Dave Hodges is having really bad muscle spasms in his back, real bad severe back pain a few months ago, and we gave him our magnesium oil. His wife rubbed it on his back, and just within minutes, the spasms went away and the back pain went away. It's been used for that for years and years and years. Also, it's been shown to help with fibromyalgia, anxiety, depression, restless leg syndrome, insomnia, tics, psoriasis, acne, eczema, asthma, blood pressure, diabetes, osteoporosis, and also allows nerves to send messages in the brain and the nervous system. It aids and regulates the body's use of calcium and other minerals. We mentioned that earlier. And it assists in bone and teeth formation. Now, ladies, this is something for you guys. Have you ever wondered why you crave chocolate before you start your menstrual cycle or your period every month? It's because your body is wanting magnesium. Dark chocolate, this is not the junk chocolate you'd get like, you know, with a Hershey's candy bar, but dark chocolate, which is 80% cocoa, has more magnesium than any other food. Magnesium levels fluctuate during a woman's cycle. Increasing the dietary magnesium can help relieve PMS-related symptoms such as headaches, bloating, low blood sugar, dizziness, fluid retention, and sugar cravings. That's why it's so important that you keep magnesium in your system at all time. I soak my feet on a regular basis in my foot bath, Doug, using calcium chloride. We have it at the office, and it's amazing what it will do for you as far as increasing your energy levels and getting rid of bone spurs. My wife had severe, severe spinal stenosis. She started soaking in and doing a bath in it and her feet in it. And after like 3 or 4 months, she no longer had any pain from the spinal stenosis. And she was getting a hump right between her shoulder blades. And she ended up getting rid of that entire hump when she ended up using the magnesium on a regular basis. And it's still Ted, and it's never returned.
If I can just get some, let's get some practical advice here. Every day, feet soak, magnesium, right? Is that right?
Well, I take it every day. We have magnesium brain food that has actually been shown, Doug, and we actually developed that product, released it on your show a couple months ago called magnesium brain food. It actually shows that it chelates heavy metals out of the brain, especially aluminum. It actually chelates and goes in and grabs them. So that's yes. So you get a double whammy. I take three. It's a little tiny scoop. I mix three scoops every single day in my protein shake in the morning. That's the first thing I do in the morning because I want to get as much of that aluminum junk back out of my system that we're breathing in from the nanoparticles from the chemtrails. It's like the cortisol buster. The cortisol buster, we did the same thing with that, with the ashwagandha, which is one of the primary herbs in that. Now, that helps to stabilize your mood swings. And then astragalus, we'll talk about that in the next break, and how it basically massively increases your immune system. And there's all kinds of natural things that you can do from a health standpoint to increase your energy. In fact, Austin's coming on next in a few minutes. We just put together a maximum energy protocol that we have on special right now on the website. And it's specially designed for tonight's show because people are always asking, how can you increase energy levels? Why am I always so tired? What are the simple things that I can do every single day to massively increase energy? And Austin's going to cover that in a few minutes. But, guys, it's so important that we realize that if we don't do the things that we know to do, we can't complain when bad things happen to us, because how do you know that? See, I believe that nothing happens by time and chance. I believe there's a purpose under the sun. I believe that everybody listening to this show tonight, who listens to our show every day from 3 to 4, are listening because God's basically asked them or inspired them or directed them or led them to the show, including your show tonight, Doug. And so I don't believe in time and chance. I believe that everything happens for a specific reason, that our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Guys, if you're listening to me tonight, you've got to realize there's a reason you're listening to this show tonight. You never probably thought about the tie-in between glyphosate and aluminum and mercury and Morgellons and chemtrails and all that stuff that we're exposed to every single day. Remember, Doug, last year when Donald Trump won the election on November the 8th, I told you guys and I told my listeners, I said, we'll know very, very quickly if Donald Trump is really going to be running the United States, if the chemtrails go away, and if that's the number one thing we're going to do, that's the acid test. But remember, I'm going to say one thing that's going to flip a few people out, and I covered this on a show with you guys last year. I'm going to say it again. One of the other things, gosh, how can I say this without sounding nuts? One of the other things that chemtrails are used for is to detect exotic propulsion systems in the upper ionosphere. Now, what that means is, in the event that they have, like, something happens at Area 51, or in the event that something happens with, like what happened with Roswell, they can detect the propulsion systems easier if they've got nanoparticles in the ionosphere. They don't think about all the poisoning they're doing to us, including the fence, the electronic fence they're putting around the planet now. Guys, this is going to be interesting, because I'll do a show on that in the next few months, on the electronic fence and the warfare they're doing to the planet right now. And we have to understand who and what these people are and what they believe. And we're going to talk about that when I come back on at 9 o'clock, because I've got so much more stuff to cover tonight. As always, I've got way more stuff to talk about than I have time to talk about tonight, Doug and Joe.
And Ted, just real quick, I just want to let you know, I just received an email from a listener who has a question for you, and it's kind of complex, so I'm not going to ask it on air. I forwarded it to you just to let you know that it's there.
And I'll take care of it.
It's too long to read on air.
I'll answer them personally. Now, I want to cover one more thing real quick, because I know Austin's sitting here in the wings waiting to start with you guys. India's biggest independent news network basically has worked with fertility and gynecological centers and doctors to get their input on carbonated beverages and their effects on fertility in men and women. And it says, and they found this in India, almost all of the soft drinks and soda contain aspartame, which are linked to many health problems, including infertility, malformations, and miscarriages. I didn't know this about the infertility until I read this article. They go on to say that excess consumption leads to hormonal imbalance and fluctuation that causes ovulation disorders and even worsens PMS. Says the experts said the problem was the isolation of two amino acids, phenylalanine and aspartic acid. When they're not with other amino acids, they basically cause free radical damage and they stimulate healthy cells to death. These are called excitotoxins. In fact, Dr. Blaylock wrote a really good book called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. The byproduct of aspartame usually metabolizes into formaldehyde and accumulates in the tissues of rats for a long time after oral exposure. Now, they're not even talking about the methanol or the paint thinner that's used in diet sodas that can cause permanent nerve and brain damage. Now, here's what's interesting about this. Sperm and women's eggs, being cells, have 90% chance of dying when aspartame is consumed in excess. It is advised by many doctors and experts to avoid anything that contains these reproductive damaging products. Now remember, Rumsfeld is the one who pushed the approval of aspartame in, and now I'm looking also at aspartame as a eugenics product, Doug and Joe, to reduce fertility in these people that are drinking this. Also remember, soda is highly acidic, and it can alter the pH level of the body with excessive consumption, which massively increases the risks of cancer. Also, bisphenol A, with a lot of plastic drink bottles that they use, is a basically massively reduce sperm count, and also been known to be a problem with fertility, along with caffeine and high fructose corn syrup. Now, this is interesting about caffeine. Caffeine is known to be a vasoconstrictor that reduces uterine blood flow, thereby reducing menstrual bleeding and shortening duration of menses. Combination of caffeine, aspartame, and fructose affects the sex hormones and the hormone receptors, and they can lead to infertility. Guys, if you're trying to have kids and you can't get pregnant, and you're hammering diet sodas, you might want to cut back on this stuff. And we have a coupon again, Doug, tonight with you guys. It's Doug5 again for the next week. It'd be 5% off of our off the website, except for specials. And if you guys will be kind enough to support us by at least getting your multiple vitamins through us, which we have the highest quality multiple vitamins on the planet. In fact, our powdered multiple, my wife started using that a few months ago, and she had ridges on her fingernails, and they went away almost immediately. Her nails were breaking very easily, Doug and Joe, and when she started using the multiple, that cleared up almost instantaneously. So ladies, if you've got problems with your fingernails and you've got ridges on your nails and you can't find another way to fix them, our multiple vitamin does a great job for that. So guys, thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you for supporting the Hagman broadcast. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, and thank you for allowing me to bring news like this on a national level to millions of listeners tonight, because, guys, we're all in this stuff together. I mean, these lowlife that have done this to us, these Sabbatean Kabbalist-worshipping, Luciferian-worshipping synagogue of Satan bunch that have done this to us, they're actually trying to kill us and terraform the planet at the same time. And I, quite frankly, am not going to fall into that trap and say, okay, it's all right with me, Doug and Joe. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to avoid it and to prevent it. And that's why we do shows like this tonight, guys. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. And we need to, you know, continue to spread the word about this show, your show, and other shows like it in the alternative media, because we know the mainstream media never tells the truth.
Nope.
They continue to just lie constantly, and even the stories they do cover, there are other stories, stuff you're getting into tonight, Ted, that they're not allowed to cover, and you know, again, they just lie constantly when they do.
And everyone is taking a multiple vitamin, or should be taking a multiple vitamin. The only place that I would feel comfortable after doing my own research and investigation is Health Masters, knowing, having seen their operation, knowing what they do. How up to spec it is. Let me tell you, healthmasters.com, Doug5. Get your multiple vitamins there at the very least, and go shopping with Doug5. I'm telling you right now, what a difference their multiple vitamin is compared to anything else on the market. We're going to be right back with Dr. Ted Brower. Actually, I think Austin's coming on now, right?
Okay, that's
Austin's
right.
Coming right up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. The other half of the Ted and Austin Brower show. Stay right where you're at. Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. But what Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available, anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke ductless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.